This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number three, because we do 3 hours of radio, whether you like it or not. Now, I hope you like it. We like it, and we like talking about the issues, but I also like to take this time to thank Brett Perry. Brett is a gold amplifier. Brett has made it a commitment to pledge $10 a month to Free Talk Live to our AMP program. What is our AMP program? AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. AMP helps us get on more radio stations so people can hear the ideals of liberty. And we thank you, Brett. I really appreciate it. In studio, it's Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been talking vaping. And the L.A. Times is not happy that Donald Trump changed course. He said he was going to ban all flavors and keep those out of the hands of Barron, his son. But he changed his mind. He figured it was a combination of things. He looked at the job numbers and realized that he was about to wipe out a industry. And secondly, a lot of his supporters or people who said they would support him let him know via social media. For Trump, that means Twitter, that I vote I vape, hashtag I vote I vape, was a huge thing, and gladly
got his attention, apparently.
Got his attention, we hope. But, Ian, you've been talking about this L.A. Times editorial.
Oh, yeah, they're wringing their hands. They're mad about this.
Oh, dear.
I wonder if they're mad about this or if they're just mad that it's Trump. Somebody was suggesting that Trump should come out in favor of impeachment so the Dems would have to oppose it.
Right.
People are dying, the president said. This is the editorial piece from the L.A. Times. During a televised news conference with the heads of the FDA and Department of Health and Human Services, he promised quick action, and he was right to do so, says the Times. At that point, six people had died from the new illness, and hundreds more had been hospitalized with severe lung damage. An alarming number of the victims were young adults or teens who said they used vaping devices for both cannabis and nicotine. Since then, 44 people have died, and more than 2,000 people have been sickened.
And no one, they have come up with no conclusive proof that nicotine vaping was involved
in any of it, right?
Yeah, nicotine, they've confessed that it wasn't. Like a week or 4 days ago or
the
something,
CDC
the CDC
yeah.
announced they'd made a breakthrough, and it was actually vitamin E acetate,
right.
Which, of course, I told my mom that a month ago.
Right. I read it after I read the Vice story about it, and that was one of the first ones that came out.
But the interesting thing, and this is why people say that the media is the enemy of the people, well, the media is certainly the enemy of the truth, because every media outlet was burying the problem in the bottom of the article,
right,
where people wouldn't say it. They'd at the end they'd say, oh, and by the way, it was THC vapes with vitamin E acetate, if they mentioned that at all.
Yeah, right.
But we all knew it.
Well, they're not mentioning it so far in this story here. They're acting as though that it's all vapes that are causing these issues here. So the Trump's plan, reportedly urged by his wife and eldest daughter, was a good one, they say. And, in parentheses, a rare smart move on public health policy from an administration better known for dismantling environmental protections.
Snark anyone?
Never mind that it wasn't a perfect answer to the current crisis. Even then, the vaping illness was suspected to be primarily caused by, black market vaping devices, modified for cannabis or THC.
But they don't start out with that. I mean, what they should have started with, an opening sentence would have been something like, and they could have spun it anti-Trump.
Sure.
They could have said, hey, a bunch of people died from vaping vitamin E acetate, and this idiot Trump decided to ban something completely different that had nothing to do with it. They could have kept their anti-Trump spin.
Right.
They just would have had to give up their anti-freedom spin.
So they do admit here, in parentheses, health officials are now pretty sure that's what's causing the illness, talking about the vitamin E oil. But to their credit, it is the third paragraph down. So
it's not down in the bottom like it used to be. That's good.
But it's moved up.
But a ban on flavored e-cigarettes is still good public health policy, they say. Vaping use among minors has grown precipitously in recent years, doubling in just the last 2 years to about a quarter of all high school seniors, studies show. But doesn't that mean that they're doing that instead of smoking cigarettes? Because didn't it used to be like a quarter or a third of high school seniors who smoked cigarettes?
That's the whole thing. What they're not reporting is the precipitous decline in tobacco smoking, which is truly documented danger.
Right.
So really, if you want to tell the full story here, what we should have is a graph showing the level of nicotine use
dropping.
Okay.
Seriously
from,
dropping?
From either. Well, no,
okay,
nicotine use
probably remaining
which
somewhat
probably
steady.
Is staying about constant.
Okay.
And then just the percentage of nicotine users who choose to vape instead of smoking cigarettes.
Right.
And that, I think, is what's been growing.
Sure, I would agree with that.
They say here that nearly 80% of teens who vape say they did so because of the flavors. And even if they aren't using the aftermarket products associated with the vaping illnesses, the high levels of nicotine in electronic cigarettes hook users quickly, and nicotine use presents its own health risks.
Tell me, what health risks do they list?
I don't know. I don't think they get into that.
Don't
but,
go into that.
You know, because nicotine isn't the cancer-causing agent in cigarettes.
No. And there are, you know, nicotine, it gets demonized, but nicotine, it is addictive. There's I'm here to tell you, it's addictive. But it also is being investigated as a possible use to help people with Parkinson's disease.
Really?
People with Alzheimer's. There are all these things that nicotine does affect your brain. They're investigating all the different ways, and not all the ways are all bad.
See, I always thought that the reason that I was attracted to both caffeine and nicotine from a very young age is that, well, I had ADD, which wasn't diagnosed until I was 25. So, but I could tell that my brain worked better when I had some stimulants in it.
Sure.
And there's nothing intrinsically wrong with nicotine. It's the delivery system that was killing people.
Sure.
There was also, they say, a solid precedent for the move Trump proposed. In 2009, the FDA prohibited the makers of traditional cigarettes from using flavors other than menthol because of their appeal to kids. Public health officials say the ban on flavors was a main factor in teens losing interest in cigarette smoking. What?
Morons! You morons! They moved to vapes!
Well,
can you hear me in Los Angeles, you idiots?
How many kids did you know growing up, young people that were smoking cigarettes, were smoking grape-flavored cigarettes or some other flavored form of cigarettes?
They were out.
I don't know anybody of any age who ever smoked any of that garbage. I never even heard of it.
And it was like a thing for like a year, tops. And then
Angel Clark had me bring grape flavored cigarettes down to Mexico for her a couple of years
ago. Interesting. I'd
never heard of her before
that.
Then.
That sounds vile.
remember clove cigarettes? I mean,
I don't even like weed flavored cigarettes. This, wow.
So they say that cigarette smoking among teens fell to an all-time low in 2018.
Why not celebrate that instead of trying to demonize
it? It seemed possible that Trump's ban would go into effect. Vaping isn't the political third rail that guns are, and it's not as complicated, controversial, or fraught as, say, immigration or Middle East policy. Who other than the companies that profit from hooking people on this addictive but non-essential product could find fault with a move to protect the nation's children from potential harm?
People who enjoy it, and if the price of your crotch goblins is that my freedom has to be taken away, then I'm doing everything I can to get all you bastards neutered.
Unbelievable. 855, 453.
I'm just thinking about what a crotch goblin is. That's a new one for me.
There you go. Talking vapes, we are talking bans, and we're talking about the L.A. Times, at least, is
they got
really
more.
Angry.
Yeah, they got more.
This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That is 855-450-3733. You can also hit us up on Discord. Just load the Discord app. Use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you will sound like you are in the studio with us. The us in studio tonight is Chris.
And Ian.
And Nobody from electnobody.com.
And Ian is regaling us with a completely hysterical... Oh, I'm sorry. No, this is an editorial from the L.A. Times. It's just comical.
Which is hysterical.
It is comical.
They are in hysteria.
How many errors in this editorial on the vaping ban, and it's literally every sentence. So, please, I want to hear more.
Yeah, well, they've got more. They're really upset that Trump changed his mind because they want to save the children from flavored vapes that could save them from cigarettes. They'd rather young people go back to smoking cigarettes. You know, because they don't think that they think that by, you know, banning flavored vapes, that that's going to somehow stop people from using nicotine. That
right.
That's going
yeah.
to
yeah.
It's really kind of amazing when you think about it. They say, well, 10% of people smoke Marlboros, so if we ban Marlboros, 10% of the people will stop smoking.
Right.
We won't be able to get Marlboros anymore. That's not how any of this works.
Eureka.
Right. And, I mean, how hard is it to figure this stuff out over how many decades of prohibition not working and creating the opposite of the intended consequences? People still haven't learned the lessons yet. They still think they can just wave the magic wand of government and make these things just go away and change people's behavior.
Well, we're assuming that these are honest morons. And what they probably are, in fact, is lying tyrants. Anne Rand talked about this kind of law when she said, we don't pass these laws to be obeyed, Mr. Reardon. We pass them to be broken. No, you cannot rule innocent men. The only power any government has is to crack down on criminals. Well, if your society doesn't produce enough criminals, make more.
Right.
You pass so many laws that a man can't turn around without breaking one of them, and then you cash in on the fear.
And I do care about children. I'm a vapor, and I'm a former smoker, and I care about kids. I don't want to see kids getting hurt. The last thing I want to see is a ban on flavors that creates a black market for vapes of good flavors, and somebody out there decides to, I just want to profit a little bit more. What's that stuff I can use to cut it with? Vitamin E acetate. I'm going to do my nicotine vapes with vitamin E acetate because I'm black market and nobody's coming after me. They're not going to be able to catch me anyway. You know, and then you end up with children really being harmed by it. That's what you create.
Well, the funny thing about this is, you know, you talk about children. I don't consider teenagers to be children. They're young people. They're young adults. And there was a story here recently in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, that got some national-level coverage where a young man, age 15, was allegedly, he says he wasn't, but allegedly he was using a vape in the bathroom inside the high school here in Keene. And so on one hand, you've got all these do-gooders saying, we've got to protect the children. Teenagers are vaping. We got to stop this. Well, I got news for you. It's the police who are going to be the ones who stop teenagers from vaping. And in this case, this cop tackled this young man, like a running tackle,
insane.
As this guy just sort of saunters out of the bathroom. He was trying to get away from the cop who had confronted him in the bathroom. He walks out of the bathroom. From behind, the cop just runs into him and takes him to the ground over vaping. So first they don't want to hurt the kids, but then they want to hurt the kids in order to stop hurting the kids.
Right.
We had
right?
to burn the village in order to save it.
Yeah, it's insanity.
It is
classic
crazy
government thinking.
And I've been in touch with that young man, by the way, and I'm hoping he sounds like he wants to challenge the ticket in this particular case. He says he doesn't think the cop has any actual evidence because he didn't have a vape on him. He claims the cop says that he tried to flush the vape in the urinal, which, of course, wouldn't have worked because it's a urinal, which is why he wouldn't have tried to do that because it's a urinal. So,
and if he did try it, the cop would have been able to pull it out of the urinal because that's not how urinals work.
Right. So there should be a vape in evidence in this case, and he says there isn't. So it's going to be an interesting case if he actually does take it to court. You know, and it seems like his parents may be behind him on this. So if that's the case, I want to try to encourage him to let a camera into the courtroom because even though it's a juvenile case, we know from my ex-girlfriend who took a ticket to trial in Jaffrey, New Hampshire. She got I think it was like a speeding ticket or something like that. And I encouraged her at the time, hey, let's take this thing to trial. Let's see if they'll, you know, put a trial on for a juvenile case. We get a camera in there, and we were able to do it. Mm-hmm. So as long as the victim, the person who's being targeted, even though they're a juvenile, they still have the right to a trial.
Right.
And they still have the right to...
They have a right to, specifically, constitutionally, to a speedy and public trial.
Exactly. Even though most juvenile trials, by default, are not public. You cannot go and observe a juvenile trial. You cannot record a juvenile trial, but if they want people in there, then I don't think that they can be stopped from having
it. And there have been a few Supreme Court cases through the years that young people have stood up for their, you know, it was Tinker. I can't remember who the complainant was. It had to do with dress codes. And this was back in the 60s. Kids went to school wearing black armbands in protest of the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. And this became an issue because they said it was disruptive and, well, they just said they can make their dress code any way they want. The Supreme Court pretty much said that just because you're under a certain age doesn't mean, or you go to a public high school, doesn't mean you don't have your rights.
Yeah.
And that's, yes, that's one of those things that's
And they've chipped away at that decision somewhat since. In dress codes and in other things, but in theory, but it still is, they haven't chipped away at it that far, I think. That would be actually nice if kids started wearing armbands to school to protest the, seven wars that we've got going on now, if you count the drug war?
Well, the Tinker decision was pretty clear. They can't do it, so what the administration's come up with is some new way of saying, well, it was disruptive. You know, we have, based on this, this, and this, and then they'll use a tried-and-true method to portray their defense of the act instead of being under Tinker. So it's just government bureaucracies know how to get around the rules, just like everybody else.
So the LA Times critiques Trump for reversing course and not signing what they call a decision memo out of concern that it could lead to job losses and be used against him during the re-election. They say this is just another example of Trump's tendency to say one thing and then do another. Such was the case when he said he would support sensible gun control, such as closing loopholes on background checks after a particularly bad run of mass shootings, but then flip-flopped after strong words from the NRA. Or when the president said his administration would stop separating families at the border and continued to do it anyway. Or when he abandoned a highly touted proposal to reduce drug prices by blocking a practice that benefits drug buying insurance middlemen. We could do this all day.
I thought they were going to point out this is like Trump saying he's actually for people's rights. 855-453. This is Free Talk.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former National Security Advisor Fiona Hill said that U.S. Ambassador Gordon Sondland carried out, quote, a domestic political errand for Donald Trump. She also said that he was operating outside official diplomatic channels under direct orders from the president. Also, she was upset about the way Maria Yovanovitch was treated by the White House upon her exit.
I was very concerned about the circumstances in which her reputation had been maligned repeatedly on television and in all kinds of exchanges. I felt that that was completely unnecessary. And then on the second front, it was very clear at this point that there was a different channel in operation in relations to Ukraine.
Testimony from Hill and David Holmes capped an intense week in the historic inquiry. Hill, a former aide to then National Security Advisor John Bolton, sternly warned the Republicans and the president to, quote, stop pushing a fictional narrative that Ukraine rather than Russia interfered in the 2016 elections. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's the number for you to call and let us know what's on your mind, what's important to you. Call us up and tell us what we should be talking about. We've been talking about vaping, and it's just been a giant mess. As someone who is a vapor, I like it because it allowed me to quit cigarettes, but Trump came out and said, I'm going to ban all flavored vapes. This is going to happen, and we're going to do it, and we're going to put a plan together. And then he came out a few days ago and said, well, it turns out I'm going to lose votes, and I guess people will lose jobs, too. So we're not going to do that. Meanwhile, the people in the White House...
And let's take a moment and say, hey, thank you to a president who at least... when he said something really stupid, actually backed off that stupid statement instead of saying, oh, well, I said I was going to do this horrible, stupid thing, so I have to do it, though I now realize it's a bad idea, which apparently the LA Times would have preferred.
Right, but Trump's White House is also coming out saying, well, when he said he wasn't going to do the ban that he promised, that we're still looking at it. We're still going to come.
There's a potential reversal of a reversal here.
This is from USA Today. White House restarts vaping talks after American Medical Association calls for a total ban. This actually came out late
total
last night.
Ban.
Wow.
Does that mean including all vape everything? Or what,
yes.
What are they calling for here? Total ban of
wow.
What?
Wow. Well, they must be making a lot of money off the cancer. I mean, who makes money when you get cancer? The doctors do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And these are the same people who forced medical schools to cut their enrollment by 17% 20 years ago because there was going to be a glut of doctors, too many doctors, and thereby created the doctor shortage that we're suffering through now. So the AMA is an enemy of the public health mm-hmm. and has been for centuries.
Washington. President Trump denounced plans to restart talks over potential bans or restrictions on vaping Wednesday after the American Medical Association and the state of New York put vaping companies on notice that they would push ahead on Tuesday. More than 2 months after saying he would ban flavored vaping products other than menthol and tobacco, and facing heavy opposition, the White House announced a meeting would be held with industry and advocate groups Friday. White House spokesman Judd Deere said Trump would meet with people representing advocacy, industry, nonprofits, medical associations, and state officials. Quote, as the president has said, note when he wasn't saying something else, as the president has said, there is a serious problem among our youth and their greatest addiction to growing addiction to e-cigarettes, unquote, Deere said. Quote, the policymaking process is not stalled. It continues to move forward, unquote.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, you know, so don't stop protesting. The people in the Republican Party, the party of small government, as they intend to micromanage and nanny state you.
So this big meeting is supposed to happen tomorrow.
Tomorrow. The meeting will give the administration a chance to hear from, quote, a large group representing all sides as we continue to develop responsible guidelines that protect the public health and American people.
We're not talking about guidelines here. Whenever it's the government, state, this criminal enterprise, it's never asking. It's never suggestion. It's not a guideline. A guideline is a kind word and a suggestion saying, oh, you might want to try it this way. You might want to, here's an idea. No. When it comes to the government, it is the threat of force and the actual use of violence to get their way. This is not a guideline. Whatever they come up with.
And there is no law so trivial that they won't kill you to enforce it.
Here's
they strangled a man to death over selling loose cigarettes in New York City.
Right.
So don't think they won't kill your child for vaping.
Here's an example of the American Medical Association, just encouraging the democratic process to move on. It's simple. We must keep nicotine products out of the hands of young people, unquote, AMA President Dr. Patrice Harris said in a statement. Also Tuesday, New York Attorney General Letitia James announced a lawsuit against Juul Labs, claiming that the company illegally marketed flavored e-cigarettes to teenagers.
I mean, it comes right back to what I was saying before about people have not yet learned their lesson. This tough talk. We must keep nicotine. Did he say nicotine products? He didn't say just vape products.
He said nicotine products.
So they're talking about a total ban on anything nicotine related.
Cigarettes.
Right?
And it's interesting.
It's never worked. Ever. Banning things.
People will die. If they outlaw cigarettes and vapes and enforce that the way they've enforced the drug war, we're talking millions of deaths.
Sure, but right. Not only that, but also think about the black market nicotine products that'll then become a thing.
Right.
You know, you've got black market THC products right now that are the things that are causing deaths. Well, now you're going to push all nicotine products underground. Well, guess what? They're still going to be manufactured. They're just going to be manufactured by drug cartels and questionable Chinese factories and smuggled into the United States. And the price, of course, will go up by 10x.
Now, interestingly, and if you don't think Big Tobacco's donations to political campaigns play into this, have you heard the changes in snus?
Snus?
Mm-hmm. Chewing tobacco, but snus.
Little bags of it.
Right, right. And they have recently changed their regulations from the FDA on how they can package and sell snus. They are reducing it. From requiring it to, say, may cause your, lip to fall off or something like that, or to basically saying, well, if you're going to do it, it's still not really healthy. They downgraded for a product that is now becoming popular with Big Tobacco, a chewing tobacco delivery that is safer than the one before. Yet with this, which is a safer delivery method than cigarettes, which involves inhaling smoke, they're completely against it. So it just means, wow. I agree with you. The last big tobacco is also producing. The idea is they want to do an e-cigarette that will actually heat up and release vapor from actual tobacco. So it would be...
Mm, a plant.
An herb vaporizer for tobacco, which they've had for marijuana for a long time.
Sure, but the idea is, we should replace all Juuls with these because they still use our tobacco. So this is being pursued, too.
Which, it might have some health benefit, but it can't be as healthy as just... a vape, because you've still got all of those chemicals that are in tobacco, and that's a lot of chemicals.
And their whole thing is we want people to associate nicotine with tobacco, because that's our brand.
Right.
When you start to go into, and this is the problem with flavors from their business point of view, flavors, for the first time, gave me an alternative that didn't taste like a cigarette. I don't associate my craving for nicotine with my craving for cigarettes. The cigarette smell, the cigarette taste, it's a big difference, and it helped me quit. 855, 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years.
years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our last segment of the evening. In studio, it's Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been talking about smoking and vaping and nicotine and alternatives.
Oh, my.
Yeah, oh, my. And we had just talked briefly about changing regulations, and we don't have a story to refer to, but we're going to see if we can bring that in one of these evenings. Talking about reduced regulations for snus. SNUS, this is something that has been a thing in, I believe, Scandinavian countries for quite some time. There have been a couple companies that have opened up to do it here, still a tobacco product. But the federal government may decide that they don't need as many regulations for that tobacco product as evidently flavored vapes. It's really weird.
I would love to see some statistical information saying that snus is safer than vaping. I don't believe that. It seems it seems contrary to all common sense. Now, of course, the reason we do research is because the answers returned by research aren't always what you would expect from common sense.
Right, right, right.
You know, otherwise we could just use common sense and not worry about research. But I would love to see some solid numbers on this stuff.
We're going to look into that, and we'll certainly cover it one of these shows. But it is interesting that the government demonizes what we're really talking about is nicotine. That a lot of people have become addicted to. A lot of people just enjoy it. They don't mind being addicted to it. I love when I get to go outside and vape, or if I take a vape break, it gives me a burst of energy. This is a feature of nicotine, and it helps calm my nerves. That's why a lot of people that have been diagnosed with ADD say that they get something out of a cigarette, you know, well, and I just choose a safer method of doing that.
I'm going to give my prediction as to where this will end up. I don't think they're going to ban it at the federal level.
You think Trump's just going through the motions with this big meeting tomorrow?
No, I think what they're going to do is make a bunch of noise about banning it and then taxing it. Because the real problem, I think, is that people are escaping tobacco taxes by using vapes. Mm-hmm. And the governments depend on those tobacco taxes to exist. And they can't just start start taxing vaping because it doesn't make any sense. The reason they're taxing cigarettes is to stop people from using cigarettes. So they have to demonize vaping before they can tax it.
That's
and I think that's the end game here. No ban, yes tax. That's what I expect, and I hope that my fellow vapers will be out there in the streets with me raising holy hell if and when they do that.
Oh, count me in. This whole thing has been such a travesty, as nobody brought up earlier. When we first started talking about this, it became apparent within about a week that these horrible deaths, all these people sickened by, quote, vaping, it was really black market THC vapes that were using vitamin E acetate as a thinner, a thickener. It was as an additive in these things. And Vice magazine found this out within about a week. It was really fast after this story broke. And then consequently, the CDC found out really quick
for government
2 months later. And then they finally
That's pretty quick.
Yeah, I guess. But it's a shame. Because now you have an entire industry that actually has helped health. You have a million people, millions of people potentially dropping cigarettes in favor of vapes. Thanks to flavors.
Yeah. I really want to look at the numbers on number of Americans vaping, number of Americans smoking, and how many of the people vaping used to smoke.
Right.
Or smoke when they don't vape.
Right.
There is a unrelated story, but we were talking about a high schooler who was tackled here in Keene over vaping in the bathroom, and my roommate came into the studio earlier tonight and shared a story with us from the Free Thought Project about a young man who was, I guess he's a high school freshman in Florida, who was suspended for 5 days because he did a little bit of political outreach in his high school.
Oh, my God.
So this could happen to any students that wanted to do outreach on vaping freedoms, for instance. A student whose mother asked not to be named was suspended recently and will remain suspended for an entire week. His violation was he wore a hat that read "Taxation is Theft" across the front and handed out flyers for a libertarian presidential candidate who advocates ending the war on drugs.
So what did he get suspended for?
Wearing a hat. And handing out flyers. Neither of the statements are threatening, obscene, or otherwise illegal, yet recently the student, who will be referred to as E in this story, was approached by school staff members for wearing the hat. E says that he was wearing the hat at a time and place in which students are allowed to wear hats, but possibly due to the words he believes he was targeted. He told the Free Thought Project, quote, "The administration claimed I can't wear hats outside, when it actually says in the Florida Constitution that students can, in fact, wear hats or other headgear outside."
They have a constitution. Right to wear hats in Florida? I had no idea.
Florida, man.
Florida's constitution is a dumb document. They have to update it whenever somebody passes a constitutional amendment. So, like in a lot of states, you can do these ballot procedures.
Referendums.
Florida has referendums, but they are to amend the constitution whenever you pass a referendum.
So it's constantly hacked.
Yeah, the smoking ban or the bullet train or whatever these things are that they've passed have all gone into the Constitution.
Wow.
Yeah. And rightly understood, the federal constitution would ban a federal ban on wearing hats in school, because there's always the Ninth Amendment, which points out that that the enumeration in this constitution of certain rights shall not be held to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
Right. He was handing out flyers for the 2020 presidential candidate Dan Berman, who advocates for ending the war on drugs and that taxation is theft, and all hell broke loose. He found himself surrounded by school staff who says he attempted to detain him for handing out the flyers. Quote, I tried to leave the cafeteria when I was told I wasn't being detained, and I only stayed because I was followed, harassed, and coerced into doing so. A deputy then got involved and told school administrators that E was filming them. Quote, they got the deputy involved the first time because I started recording. He was nearby when they confronted me for handing out the flyers and then walked up to us and said, I'd like to let you know that he might be recording you without your knowledge. He says, I was suspended out of school for 5 days for the flyers and refusing to turn them in and then being skeptical of their claims as to what the rules are.
He says, well, you should be. They claim you live in a free country.
Yeah, right.
In school.
He says they lied to me about the hat rule, so I was thinking they might be lying again. They didn't allow the opportunity for me to look up the rule because they knew they could have possibly been wrong. Kudos to this guy for,
right.
Number one, actually, you know, using his free speech rights in a school campus, but number two, to not believe the bureaucrats when they're making claims.
Yeah, I've had them frequently lie to me, tell me it's a against the law for you to videotape us when it's
not true. Yeah, they just straight up lie about that all the time. E did provide a copy of the suspension letter, which says he was suspended for, quote, disobedience/insubordination.
Insubordination.
The Free Thought Project contacted the school district and has not received a response. And they say here, when expressing peaceful opinions on taxation and the war on drugs gets you kicked out of school for 5 days, for insubordination, it may be time to bring the mission of public education into question.
Yes, yeah. And when did subordination become part of education anyway?
When the government took over.
Subordination is a military charge.
Exactly.
I was just in a community college a couple years ago. My teachers were not my superiors.
No,
they were
teachers.
Just teachers. Yeah. They had a different job than I did, and I was paying them to do their job with me.
Right, but that's not public education. It's not voluntary. And you can't get out of paying for it.
Well, and it's all about hierarchy there. It's
right.
All about teaching or training these students. This is what life is going to be like. There's men with guns and badges who are going to tell you what to do. These people in purported authority over you
right.
are going to tell you how to live your life, and you better obey or else you're going to get tackled.
Besides, it prepares you for prison. So, you
right.
know, it's not like you're taking it's not like you're not learning a useful life skill.
Exactly. Thank you for joining us here on Free Talk Live, where we're talking about the issues of the day. We invite you to call any day of the year because we're always here, 7 p.m. Eastern to
whenever
10 Eastern. Tomorrow.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Back in like January, February, I'd like get home, make myself something to eat, blah, blah, blah. My girlfriend works nights. By like 8:30, 8 o'clock, I'd be in bed. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, if this is what the rest of life is like, I'm doomed. Today is day 14 of me taking Balance of Nature, and my energy level's through the roof. It took me like 5 years of hearing it on talk radio to actually try it. The difference is night and day.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea
builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.